And God is faithful. And it's from the desire, when we're really praying with our heart, that we will see the answer to those prayers. So God's navigated me in a way this year to be a little bit different and do things a little bit differently. If you think about an aeroplane, you know, when they want to send up, they might be going at high speed, but when they want to send back, they pull back on the stick, which is the yoke. It's called the yoke. And it doesn't mean to say they're pulling back out of the flight. They're ascending up to go higher. Looking at that analogy, I'm seeing like what we yoke ourselves to. So like we're on here and we're getting specific direction from God through everyone that's speaking, and that's practicing what's being encouraged. So that brings us in like-mindedness. It brings us like a yoke. So a yoke in the Bible times, they would have two oxen, and for them to move forward and to plow, they would put a beam across them to keep the yokes level. So they, one won't go into the left and one won't go into the right. If they did, they would stop. They would stop plowing, but they were kept straight and they continued to plow. It reminds me what Jesus Christ said. If you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not worthy of the kingdom, right? You know, we don't look back. We don't look back on the past. We don't look back to stop, but we keep moving forward with our eyes fixed forward. And so sometimes we might have to pull back on certain things that we've done or are doing. And take that time with God. It doesn't mean say taking time out and not fellowshipping or doing what we're doing, but taking that time with God in a day and in a week. Okay, God, what direction do you want me to move? I've been in this jet stream moving with you. Many great things. Like last year, we was in the jet stream of God, seeing great things happen, going to many different places, seeing God strengthening his people. But sometimes, like now, I could go to India in February, but God says, no, just now I want you to let me open the doors for you. And I want you to pray for your laborers, the ones that are practicing, the ones that are really following what's being encouraged to bear fruit. And so it's brilliant that you was mentioning that tree that Nozomi was telling you about. Fantastic, fantastic testimony. And so, you know, when we come back and then, you know, go to God, okay, Father, like I'm in the jet stream here. I want to do this. I want to do that. But remembering that we're to be led by the Spirit of God. It's not what we actually want to do. Now, if we want to do the desires that God has put in the heart, that's the best thing. That's what's going to produce fruit. So sometimes it's good just to pull back on that yoke, so that you can elevate up and that you can see down and where you're going. And God really does navigate our path. And so God, you know, it's not that we're not in the jet stream if we're not traveling or we're not doing this or we're not doing that, but we're strengthening inside, because what's on the inside will come out. And so we want to build ourselves up no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter how we feel. We might wake up feeling all over the place, but we are still sons and daughters of the Most High God. And God loves us just as much as when we're blessed and when we're not blessed, right? So lots of people are moved by their emotions and their circumstances, or their bank balance, or their relationships, or their health. But we need to just stay steadfast. In other words, just keep doing the simple things that we understand to do. And we don't need to do no more of that until God gives that direction, until God opens the doors. We don't need to go up to every person and say, do you believe in God and Jesus Christ, or do you want to be healed? We let God open those doors so that there's power with an impact. Jesus always done the Father's will. He always done the Father's will. He's, you know, what he's seen the Father do in his heart and mind, what God revealed to him, that's what he done. What God put in his mouth to speak, that's what he spoke. He could have done anything he wanted to do. But, you know, he had the free will choice, like we got a free will choice. But it all comes down to, what is your focus? What do you desire in life? What do you want to do? What do you hold in high esteem? You know, where is your focus? Is it like on the things that you want to achieve in life? But the thing is, if we just get it in our brain that if we put God first, then the things that we desire also, God wants to give them to us. In fact, he'll actually lead us into something better than what we desire on the earthly plane, on the earthly level, whether it's a job, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, he will always do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. But our heart has to be set on him. And he wants to really navigate us properly. And I've been doing this for a long time now, especially like, Danny said, it's 20 years actually. I've been full time since 2005, but I've been a believer long before that too. And I've been on a journey with God. And this journey is, it's not about the destination. We know our destination. We're going to be gathered together. We're going to meet the Lord face to face. But what are we learning on this journey? What are we taking and harnessing for our good? Are we looking at the past, the failings, the hurt, the dirt, which keeps us where we are and stops us going up and stops us being free? And, we got the Spirit of God. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But there's also another record where it says, don't use your liberty occasion to the flesh, the five senses. Oh, well, I'm free in Christ. I can do this. I can do that. But someone that's disciplined, someone that really wants to move with God will recognize it's not always good to do what we please, but we want to please the Heavenly Father. And so there may be many things that we endeavor to do, many things that we want to achieve. And God says, listen, slow down. Pull back on that yoke. Come up the next level. Let me show you and let me navigate you. Not only will you do my will, but I'll also bless you with your desire. And so that's that record. And like Jason mentioned for a long time, a couple of years ago, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So sometimes it's good to sit down, look at where you are, and ask God to show you where he wants you to go. And then he'll start putting those dreams, those desires, he'll start navigating you, he'll start strengthening you. And any challenges you get, you're going to God, you're going to become stronger, you're not going to become weaker. People think if you've got a challenge, you're going to become weaker. People think that if nothing's going good for you, that God's not on your side. It's just not true. God is always with you. God is always for you. God loves you. He's a God of deliverance. Even if your mind's all over the place, it doesn't matter, because God is with you and he knows how to get you to think the right way through the heavenly words. That's why we stay connected. That's why we shouldn't give ourselves a hard time. That's why we shouldn't compare ourselves one with another. But we should function as God's called us in the body to function. And if we're functioning the way God wants us to function, we will be fruitful. We will be successful. And God has provided everything for us. He is the source of all our supply. He's given us the wisdom and the understanding of what to do so we can bring into manifestations all those spiritual blessings into the physical, so that we can shine as lights in this world. Because that's what we're supposed to be. It doesn't matter the atmosphere or the condition of the world. We shouldn't be moved by what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch. The just shall live by faith. Even when we're at differences, even if we have arguments or fallouts or disagreements, our whole heart is okay. Let's stop here. Now let's go to God. Now let God navigate our path. If I need to be humble, if I need to change something, then I'm willing to do it. If you need to be humble, if you need to be willing to change something, then you do that unto God. You're not doing it unto anyone else. You might think, well, I'm not going to do that. Who do they think they are to tell me this? No, we have to be humble to God. And God is speaking through all of his people. And we are mighty people. And God is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The whole world is waiting for that. The whole creation. And you know what? It is the manifestations of the sons of God now. When you decide to listen to God and be obedient from your heart unto the Father, not unto me, not unto a man, not unto a woman, not unto your husband, not unto your wife, not unto anybody else, but you're obedient to do the will of the Father. And yes, sometimes when you take that stand, it will ruffle other people's feathers. Satan will use those weaknesses to try and get you off, but you just take your stand. And you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, as a minister, as someone that is ministering to the hearts of people, I have to be straight. I have to speak those things that God puts straight in my heart. And what I also understand that the scriptures have shown, and what is also addressed in those scriptures today, there's many things that are written that are still addressed to us today. We don't just ignore them. But we don't go seeking out. We let God navigate us to those things. And God is very good to show us what we need to do if we put aside our own works, our own efforts, our own ideas, and say, okay, Father, you know, I've got my own little philosophy here. Help me to break that so I can receive your words. And if someone doesn't want to come to you, if someone doesn't want to connect you, let them go. You just let them go. They're God's kids. And if they decide to walk the other way, then you say goodbye and I love you, but I'm here if you take one step back, right? You know, we can take a million steps away from God, but it only takes one step. Just one step to come back for God. He's with us all the time. In our good, in our bad, in our happy times, in our sad times. And so God is saying, just listen, you know, my child. Like when our children are disobedient, we think, why don't they listen, right? I used to have that with Danny, Leanne and Carl. I'm thinking, if they only listen, I know better. I know they're going to get good results if they listen to me. And then I thought, oh, I got to work with these kids. I got to get them to a point of understanding. But they still got their own free will choice. And it's no different from the things that we shared in there. And we've covered 5 years and we're still covering the same things because the lessons still need to be heard. And God is the one that energizes and shows these things. So, you know, God has brought us into this wonderful grace. Everybody in the world is in this administration of grace, but not everyone is walking in that grace. And so God shows us how to walk in that grace. You know, when we go to him, when we make a decision to live unto him, not to be self-willed, not to just do our own things, what we think is good. You know, and if God's telling you something, won't he be telling everybody else the same thing, that desire and want to know? So God gives us his wisdom and God says, my son, my daughter, use my wisdom. Listen to the words. You know, get knowledge, get wisdom, get understanding. And you get the understanding by doing, by practicing. And so one of the great things is that, you know, we've spoke a lot. I mean, quite a lot. I've especially spoken quite a lot about honoring God. And again, here I go. Because it's a big need for you. You know, you're the one that will benefit from it. But we got to understand, what does this honoring God do? Is the honoring God is connected to the all grace. That all grace is going to abound towards you. That you have insufficiency in all things. That you can abound to every good work. This is the foundation for everything that we're doing. For the laborers to come, for the signs, for the miracles, for the wonders. Because the honoring God is a heart thing. It's not just a money thing, it's a heart thing. It shows the heart to God, it shows the faith to God. It shows you where your heart is also. And sometimes that can be tainted because of what we've learned in the world. And when we start to do this practice, which I began, it opens up a whole world of not just honoring God, but stewarding my finances and putting it to work for me and for the kingdom of God, for the ministers of God, for the people of God, that it is distributed properly. It is utilized properly. It's not so that we can consume it upon our lust, so we can get a big Rolls Royce outside the front door. It'd be nice to have one, but we don't need a Rolls Royce. A Mini would do. A little Mini Cooper would be fine, right? Or even a bicycle. Like, you know, the point is that God wants all of us to flourish and grow. It starts with the finance. And if you know the scriptures and if you study them, then you would know that it starts there. And from there, then the works begin. You know, then the laborers come, and they do. And people need to take heed. And to really consider what's being said and what's being encouraged, but you've got a free will choice. We can either be self-willed or we can be God-led. We can be humble. We can be meek. We can start growing. And like I said before, if you say you're going to do honoring God, you say you're going to do this and do that, just remember, you are saying this before God. Not, you may say something to me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to increase, I'm going to do these things. But you know what? You are saying it before God. And there's a big record there in Acts chapter 5 with Ananias and Sapphira, right? It was their own money, but they were dishonest with it. They could have done what they liked with that money, but because they lied to who? God. They didn't lie to man, they lied to God. They lied to the man, but they were lying to God, because these were man's God, and they didn't have to do that. And it was a great example for everyone to take heed. So can you see that money is important? No, God doesn't want you to eat your tea. Steingate sent out a wonderful sharing, and I put it on my regular audio page, on our regular audio page where people send their audios in. And if you've got an audio you want to send, please send it in. I'll put it up there if you want me to put it up there. There's a message that God's put in your heart. And on that, you know, he's talking about, you know, people can eat the seed. So God has blessed you, and there's money for you, and there's money to sow to God. And a lot of people eat the seed, the money for sowing. And then they get into all types of things. You know, there's got to be great outreach. I'm telling you, like, you will see the great outreach come from UK, I'm telling you. And then it's going to spread for UK and USA. The ones that practice this way would be the ones that will have the test, the real testimonies ongoing, the real labors ongoing, the real outreach ongoing. Like in India, it's ongoing. It's not just a phase they're going through. And if it is a phase they're going through, it's a long phase. Because when I went to India, there were like a few thousand, but not so many like there is now. But they've gone up and up and up. And they've learned lessons. They've gone through different things. But they always kept their confession of faith. They always said that God's word has moved throughout the whole world from India. And then it did. And then now from Nepal. And they're moving everywhere. They're not stopping. And nothing can stop them either. If they stay with God, they stay humble and meek, they stay in the practice, they stay connected as God shows them and leads them. They stop being self-willed, teaching their own doctrines and what they think about what God is saying. And also these words that we're speaking right now, just like the scriptures, they can become knowledge to us. And it does become knowledge to us if we don't practice it. But what you do want to do is practice it so it becomes wisdom and understanding to you. So then you can really minister to the needs of the hearts of God's people. That you can, your desire, your heart be so on fire. That's all you want to do. You want to see people come from darkness, like in that. It's burning in your heart. And you'll become bold. You become strong. You become prosperous. You become healthy. But you've got to cease from your own works. You've got to cease from your own ideologies of what you've learned thinking it's God. Because where's the fruit? Because fruit will come. Fruit will definitely come when we're walking with God. And when we're not getting fruit, we have to take a look. And I've understood that coming back from India from March 2020, or April 2020 actually, I went in March. I come back April because it was the lockdown time. That I've been practicing and learning so much, you know, and now it's only coming into an understanding for me that I need to just let God navigate me, stay humble, stay meek, stay with the practicing, receive the words gladly, retain them, do them, encourage them, speak them, be bold, keep on encouraging the things and the errors that are wanting. Danny was talking last week about the set in order the things that are wanting. Well, there's some wanting going on. And if there's some wanting, that means there's some needs out there. If you're struggling financially, if you're struggling in health, if you're struggling in these areas, it behoves you to sit down and look what you're doing and be honest with God. You don't have to be honest with me or anyone else. And just be honest about the things to yourself. And when you honestly sit down and think, what am I doing? What am I practicing? How am I living? You know, how am I conducting myself? How am I presenting myself as a believer? Am I just putting on a front here and then I'm shriveling up behind closed doors? I'm breaking down behind closed doors. I'm depressed behind closed doors. I'm down behind closed doors. And then I come on the fellowship and say, God's so great. It's about being honest, you know, with ourselves and with God. No one else. You don't have to be honest with anyone else. But with you and God is a relationship with your beautiful, wonderful God of light, the creator of the heavenly earth, our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of lights, the Father of light, the Father of forgiveness, the Father of mercies and tender mercies. This is our daddy, right? So there's no condemnation to anyone here, right? There's no judgment. There's no you this, you that. It's like, let's get it right. We can get it right. It takes a humble and meek, a heart of humility, and stop doing our own thing. And that means ceasing from our own works. It's just another way of saying that. Ceasing from your own works means God is saying, my son, my daughter, stop doing it your way. Now start following the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, how we walked, how we followed God, how we listened to God, how we was bold for God, how we sacrificed for God, how we done exactly what God wanted him to do. We can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater because he goes to the Father. And God sees you as Christ. You are beautiful. You are loved. And God is not withholding anything from you. You think, well, I pray for this and haven't got that, and I pray for that and haven't got this. He's not withholding it from you. You are hindering it through maybe your wrong thinking, your wrong confession, your wrong practice. And that's why just being humble and tender to the Father, humble and tender to where you're being fed, receiving those words gladly. It may challenge you at times. It may get you thinking at times. It may challenge your doctrine that you've learned from the past. But when you really get honest with God, then he can really, really bless you. And God only wants to bless you. He only wants you strengthened. He sees you as his son. He doesn't see a defeated person in you. He sees Christ in you. That's how he sees you. You are beautiful, beloved. And you can go as fast or as slow as you want. God's given you free will choice. For those that really want to see the increase of God, you know, from God adding, you will see it. If you desire it, if you pray for the laborers, if you seek God with all your heart, and you turn your face to seek him with all your heart, then you'll be found of him. In other words, he will listen to what you're saying. He will go to work for you. And then let your words and the meditation of your heart come before his presence. And let him delight in the words and your meditation of your heart. Because that's what God is. He looks at your heart. He looks at the motive of your heart. He knows when you're being deceitful. He knows when you're being dishonest. He's not looking at those things, but he knows. And he can also reveal it to those walking by the Spirit. But are they going to judge you? No. They challenge you. And they say, let's rise up. Let's do the right thing. Let's not do the wrong thing. So we're not here fault-finding anyone. But I know this is speaking to everyone in some way or another. And my job is to be bold to speak it. So a lot of people don't like listening to me at times, but I know if people receive this and really get honest with God, and like I say to a lot of people, even on the one-on-ones, go to God and ask him what I said. Is it from him? And I know when God's speaking, and God is speaking right now through my mouth, giving me these words, and he wants you to know he loves you. And this year, it can be a totally different year to all the other years. Because we don't want to go through the years, same old, same old, same old. A little bit of a change. No, it can drastically change. Just like there's been a change in the office of the President of the United States, there are drastic changes. Now put your executive orders in. You put your executive orders in as God has energized you. And it will be. Because we need to say what we want and not what we see. That's where it's at, your faith and your confession, what you believe in your heart, you say with your mouth. Very, very important, very, very powerful. And ask God to give you a bigger revelation of it. Ask God to take any veils off your eyes where they're darker than where your eyes are veiled and you can't see a truth. And you can't see this truth, maybe. Ask God to show you, because my God will. He's your Heavenly Father just as much as his mine, and his strong desire is for you to understand, to know that you know, that you know, that you know that what you're receiving and hearing is from him, and he's working through his ministers, he's working through the believers, and he's for you. And he's saying, now, let's do it this way. Let's rise up. Let's move. Cease from your own works. Relax. Let me move by grace. In other words, grace is God will do the work for you, as you stay in the practice of what he wants you to do. So, again, another time I wasn't going to share. But that was just, I see, faith inspires faith in others. And what Danny and Amber shared not because he's my son or Am is my daughter-in-law, but they're walking with God and they're on fire and they really inspired me. And so many thoughts were going through my mind as they were sharing. I was thinking, shut up, I want to share now. If I'm honest. But they were great, great sharings. And so God is working in all of us that same way. It all depends where our thoughts are. Are our thoughts lined up with the Spirit of God and the truths? Or is it lined up with the world and the narratives of the world? And sometimes it can be a bit of both. Sometimes it could be to the left of the world and sometimes it could be straight on with God. But we want to get it where we're practicing more and more that our thoughts and our heart is lined up with the will of God right now and what he's doing in this fellowship. Because God is going to multiply. And that's what I wanted to say originally before I went on and said all this, was that I'm praying not only for one key lady, I'm only praying for one neighbor. That's equal to 1 billion. But what God's also put in my heart is to pray for all of those that are connecting with me, following the practices of stuff, that they also will get those labourers. And if you're praying for labourers as well, with that desire and the right heart, that's two agreeing, right? Whether you're cognizant of it, God is. You don't have to be cognizant of that, but I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God makes you fruitful. And I was saying to God, bring me a labourer. And Sangate was saying that you can pray. He said to me on my one-on-one last time, like, you can pray for what type of labor you want. Because I was sharing with him how I shared with you that can't God give us one labor in a whole year? Like the creator of the heaven and the earth. He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh. Can't he give me one labor in 365 days? Yes, he certainly can. And he can do it when we're doing what he wants us to do. And it's from a free will heart that we want to live unto God and please the Father and not please ourselves. And this is the right doctrine you're getting right now. This is the right direction. And if you take it to your heart, doesn't matter what mouth it's coming through, don't take the face off it. Take me out of it and listen to what God is saying. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. And if you take it to your heart as the words of God, you will flourish and grow this year like you've never before. This 1 year will make up the 5 years we just done. Because everything that's been sown into your heart is growing. And God will bring it to fruition. He'll perfect those things concerning you. He'll get you where he wants you to be, not where you think you should be. Because God loves you and he wants the very best. And he's going to give you the best as you stay with him and keep your heart simple. So that's what I want to share. And I was going to ask Becky Jancy to share after Danny and Amber. But I kind of got in there. And as God worked in me, so now I'll ask Becky, so thank you.
Hello. Can you hear me?